Cassie was strong. She was strong from when she was a little girl Rachel's age. She was determined. She was always on the go with soccer and athletics and riding a bike. She would never sit still. Steve and Cassie had 18 years together. But the fact they stuck together for so long through many challenges and ups and downs is again a reflection of her strength. And with that determination, she provided for her family. She was their rock. As a mother, she was proud and protective and nurturing. She wanted open and honest relationships with the kids, and she did and would do anything for them. Her strength was evident again as she dealt with this appalling disease that took her life way too soon. Her strength was one of the reasons why she stayed with us so long, way longer than anyone thought possible. So today we gather to grieve. We gather to say, this sucks. And we say it together, and we stand with one another as we express how we feel. But we also want to give thanks for her life, for her love, for her example, for her legacy, and for her trust in Jesus. So to grieve, to give thanks, and finally we'll ask the question whether her trust in Jesus has anything to say to us today. Is it any help to us today in our grief? So we'll have a look at what her trust in Jesus actually meant for her and means for us. So I now point you to our opening verses from your orders of service, where I think we see some cause for hope. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. When the kindness and love of God, our Saviour, appeared, he saved us. Not because of the good things we have done, but because of his mercy, his kindness. I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I'm going to invite you to pray with me with these words. God our Father, thank you for Cassie. We loved her, we will miss her, but we know she is with you and you are with us. Give us strength for today. May we feel your compassion. Give us in our sorrow the calm of your peace. May our grief eventually give way to joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.